This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The Institute for Research and Democratic Development has renewed its call on the legislature to prioritize the interests of the country during its confirmation hearings. IRIT's Executive Director Harold Edu called on the legislature to highlight the issue of integrity. He said those appointed by the president are under obligation to be accountable to that august body and the Liberian people. He reminded the legislature to also ensure a transparent nomination process. Harold Edu further commended the legislature for what he termed as considerable improvement of the conduct of the hearings.
So far, we think that beginning from the confirmation, there's been considerable improvement compared to the 53rd legislature. The process has been open. They've been having public hearings, which we want to commend them. But howbeit, we still want to maintain and reinforce our call for need to ensure integrity and ensure that they confirm people with integrity within the nomination that have been submitted to them. And we want to remind them that they are under obligation to ensure that people who come to serve in public offices are people with utmost integrity.
The Executive Director of the Institute for Research and Democratic Development, Harold Edu. The World Bank Country Director for Ghana, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, Dr. Henry Kirali, at the head of a World Bank delegation, has arrived in Liberia to meet with senior officials of the Liberian government. While in the country, the delegation will hold discussions with the government to identify new priorities of the bank's partnership for the next 5 to 6 years, which will be reflected in its new country partnership framework. Dr. Kirali will use this visit to sign with the Liberian government the financing agreement for over $24 million grant covering the full poverty reduction support development policy operation, which will provide budget support for the new Liberian government. The World Bank delegation will also meet with development partners to strengthen coordination around key strategic direction of the new government in Liberia, with specific focus on governance, infrastructure, development, business, environment, education, skills, and jobs for youth. Grand Cru District No. 2 Representative Councillor Fonati Kofa has presented a bill aimed at stimulating protection of Liberian-owned businesses. Speaking to Onmel Radio, Representative Kofa said the bill seeks to set up an agency to provide soft loans for Liberian-owned businesses. Representative Kofa says such fund will amount to $20 million to help Liberian businesses prosper in the economy. He indicated that this is in line with the concept of promoting a pro-poor system of governance. The Grand Cru lawmaker disclosed that the law will put in place the necessary safeguards to ensure that funds intended to boost Liberian businesses are not misused. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A BBC report says hundreds of miners are believed to be trapped underground at a mine in South Africa's Free State province. It says 950 miners were trapped underground on Wednesday night after a storm interfered with electricity supply, adding that 64 have been rescued so far. News agency Reuters also reports that more than 1,000 miners are trapped and that a storm had interrupted the power supply to the mine, but adds that they are not in danger. The mine is owned by Simbiyu Stillwater Mining Company. A spokesman, James Wellstead, said the miners were safe and receiving food and water. He added that power was being restored to the mine, but there was not yet enough to bring the miners to the surface. And English Premier League club West Ham has suspended its director of player recruitment, Tony Henry, over claims he said the club would not sign any more African players. The UK's Daily Mail newspaper reported that Mr. Henry said African players cause mayhem when they are not in the team. In a statement, West Ham said they will not tolerate any type of discrimination and have therefore acted swiftly due to the serious nature of these claims. The Football Association says it will formally investigate the matter. West Ham said Mr. Henry has been suspended pending a full and thorough investigation. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003, or twitter/onmelnews. I am Babison Harris. good morning.